Mishnu that it'll come the end of his man, will be up to Daf Lamed Aleph. He threw in a very interesting Amid. As we'll see today, it's not only an interesting Amid, but it's very Negei Allah Halach. The connection to the Sugya comes in because of Tvachayay Macharai, we talked about Tvichar Shabbos. The connection to the Sugya we'll talk about tomorrow. Today, we're going to learn this Inyan that comes in Agav. The Gemara asks on the third line, Al Shchita Shabbos, Shchita Ruyah. He did not. Gemara says, when you Shechta Shabbos, it's a Shchita Ruyah. We learned, Hashechit B'Shabbos, Yivei Mekipurim. Afal Pishon Asayit V'Nafsha, Shchita Sekshayra. So, the Shchita is a good Shchita. So why aren't you Chayav Dal V'Hei? It's a Shchita Ruyah. It's a Shchita that's usable, that can be used. So the Gemara answers, Savalak Rabbi Yechon Asangla. This price is going to Rabbi Yechon Asangla. Now we have a three way machlokes. Hamavashal b'Shabbos b'shaygi yechol b'mezid lo yechol v'ramei. Yehudai b'shaygi yechol matzai Shabbos mezid lo yechol v'lamis. Yechon Asangla b'shaygi yechol matzai Shabbos lachem loy lachem v'loy loy b'mezid lo yechol v'lamis loy loy v'loy lachem. So it's confusing enough. We have b'shaygi g'mezid Shabbos. And after Shabbos, and we have three mandiyot. So we have to figure out the chart. I hope that all of you who are learning and were able to get the sheet straight. Without Tosis, it's not possible. Rashi here is difficult. I'll point out to you later why Rashi is difficult. But Tosis gets a little easier. According to Reb Meir, Reb Meir is the biggest Meikle. Was Reb Meir hold? B'shaygei? Reb Meir holds the most cool index. So you have B'shaygei, everything's mutter. No Isurim at all. The Mezid, it's Osir Ad Matzai Shabbos. It's Osir on Shabbos, Ad Matzai Shabbos. That's Reb Meir. So Reb Meir holds easy. B'shaygei, everything's mutter. Mezid, we give the smallest punishment. We answer it only for the Shabbos itself. But not for the Shabbos. Okay? Reb Yehuda. Now the way to remember it, Tosis gives us a way to remember it. Tosis the Mezid says Klala de Milsa. Tosis the Mezid says the Mezid of Rav Meir is the same as the Shaking of Rav Yehuda, and the Mezid of Rav Yehuda is the same as the Shaking of Rav Yechon Asana. It helps you remember. So let's see, Rav Meir again held that B'Shaygeg everything's Mutter. The Mezid it's also for Shabbos. What day afterwards? Rav Yehuda. But Rav Yehuda is B'Shaygeg. It's also for Shabbos. But after Shabbos. The Mezid, what does the Buddha hold? That Loi can never eat it, Lacherim, it's Mutter. By Mezid. Yechon HaSangler. So he holds that by Shaygeg. He holds by Shaygeg, it's also Loi, Lam, Lacherim, it's the Shabbos. The Mezid, it's a total Isser, an absolute Isser. You can learn out of a Pasuk. See it inside. My time was Rabbi Yechon Asanbar. Kedarish Rav Chia, Pisla Devei Nesia. Shmartem Es HaShabbos Ki Kodesh Ilochem. Ma Kodesh Osa Bachila. As Mais HaShabbos Asur Bachila. I Ma Kodesh Osa Bana, Mais HaShabbos Osa Bana. Shvi Osa Forever Bana. Tamilay Melochem Shlochem Yehei. Yochav Afilu B'Shaygei. Tamilay Mechalei Mais Yimus. Which is Mezid. Mezid Amadil. I'm talking about Mezid. Tamilay B'Shaygei. Alright, so what do we have here in the Gemara? That okay, Rabbi Yechon Asangla is easy. He holds it's awesome, period. It's amazing, it's totally awesome. Okay, and B'Shaygeg, it's only Osir Loi, and that's Lacherim. Working backwards, Rabbi Yehuda holds that amazing, it's Osir Loi, and Loi Lacherim forever. And B'Shaygeg, it's Osir, just Shabbos. And Rameya holds that B'Shaygeg, everything's Mutter, but amazing, it's only Osir on Shabbos itself. Those are the three sheets. You're not the three sheets straight, and we're going to have problems anytime we talk about any of these things. And I hope you have them straight. Rashi is a little confusing. Maybe later I'll get a chance to come back to Rashi sheet again. But this is certainly the way Tosis learns. This is the way, as far as I know, all the Rishon and Rashi and the Sefer Shulchan said the same as our Tosis. The Pesachim say the same as our Tosis. So this is the way to go. Now we certainly don't pass on Rabbi Yechon Asangla. That is no question. The question is, do we pass on Rameya or Rabbi Yehuda? The Rambam and the Rif passing like Rabbi Yehuda. And the Mechaber in Shulchan Aruch passes that way too. The Balei Tosfos paskin like the mayor, and the Gra paskins like Balei Tosfos. He paskins like the mayor. So it comes out we have a machlokes v'halacha. We pass like the mayor, or we pass like Rabbi Yehuda. Mishnah Berurah says that the makom tzaira we can rely on the Gra. He doesn't say tzaira gadol. Important deal in the Mishnah Berurah. It says the makom tzairach, he doesn't make the tzairach bottom. Because if there's a need, a person could rely on the shita of Rameyer, which is the Gros Psach. So we have here a machlaikis, we have to look at Deus. We have to try to understand, it gets complicated as shilas come, they becomes more and more complicated. But a simple case, when someone cooked on Shabbos, I think when we learned the Lakshmi Shifa Lagufa on Dav Zayin, I told you a maisa that happened that I was asked. A teenager asked me a shayla on Shabbos after Shabbos. He said that his sister got married that week and they were having Sheva Brachas in the house that Shabbos. So they were having Sheva Brachas and his mother never in her life had ever put up such a big chalom. And the night before she saw that the chalom was burning. So she took water from the sink on Shabbos and she added it to the chalom, which Pashtus would be in its deraisa. She did malach on Shabbos, she took water, cold water, and added it to the chalom. It shouldn't burn. The shayla was, what's the din of the cholim? You know, he has to get up by the shavu brachas and tell everybody that that the cholim is aser. In which case, you probably have to move out. But what's the din of the cholim? Now, the chiddush that I mentioned to you was that it's a melach shein jikul gufo. It wasn't a melach deraisa. But let's just talk pashtus. Pashtus, it's a she cooked on Shabbos. So, what's the din of the cholim? What's the din of the cholim? It's the case. It's not that picking the case. It's simple, right? Shagig?
She didn't know what she was cooking.
She didn't know what she was doing. She was so badly didn't want to be a bad. She didn't think it was cooking. I don't know. You know, I thought this chaver she's a yellow kaimai. I think she thought she'll be very embarrassed the next day. And she did not offer because she was under duress, under pressure. A regular Jewish woman. It's amazing. It's Tyrus, but what are you going to rely on? If it's amazing, assuming it's amazing, which I assume it is, then according to a mayor,
she's only cooking the water.
According to the biggest maker, what's it in?
At least that's not something that's working.
All right. You're right. But Pashtus, what should be? Huh? Could you anybody to rely on here? According to a mayor, what's the din of amazing? It's also on Shabbos, so she can serve it for the Malach Malka, but she can't serve it on Shabbos, right? So we have nobody to rely on, right? Even Malka Tzarek, we have no one to rely on. Because if you hold that that's Mamish cooking, then she did a Malacha Deraisa. So on Shabbos, everyone holds it up. I just nobody, there's no Shita to rely on.
What she had to work, what's the thing, like,
well, really what she should have done after she added the water was to take the chalent off the fire before the water cooks. She would have prevented herself from doing the malacha, but then she certainly looked at the chalent. What? But it was too late, the malacha was done already. So if you hold that what she did was an issa d'oraisa bishul, which many people would argue it is, then it's awesome. I argue with Moshe Tzricha L'Gufa. I mentioned this once in another year. Title Hilchus Cholim. Was another channel the Cholim Shaila that come my way. Like you know, 52 weeks in the year, I think about I get about 26 Friday night Cholim Shailas. You know, people either knocking on the door or occasionally in the shul, usually later. People are Cholim Shaila.
I mentioned, I gave all this, then I mentioned it, and I mentioned that there was a mushroom sikhabukufa. I had quite a bit of disagreement, you know, with people, not just with people, but people had rayas that maybe it wasn't a mushroom sikhabukufa. That's nothing there. Shell and I just want to use it to illustrate a case. So this case, there's no way, there's no chance. Because the biggest kula is Remeir. But Remeir us is on Shabbos by amazing. The only way out is if you'll consider her to be a shaygeg. So she'll be a shaygeg. Maybe. Maybe the pressure she was under made her a shaygeg. Shaygeg is usually I'm a mutter. She's a little mutter? I don't think so. She forgot of a Shabbos? I don't think so.
Yeah, I think she
probably
had a kettle of water, hot water. Because.
She maybe she had a kettle of water, but she needed it for the coffee and tea.
She would have been weighing out if she
would have
weighed
out.
Would
she would have thought
of it. She panicked. Much more crushing.
So I say she was a shy gay. If she was a shy gay, then she was a shy gay. What's the deal? He's saying that she was she went crazy. She could thought this somehow. If she really thought it's mother, I know mother's a shy gay. I don't think she was a mother. I think she just had a yetzer hara to be embarrassed. You know, it happens to people sometimes. But if she was a shy gay, even if she was, then what would be the deal? Kreitra Meir. And we went to everybody. Quit Rebbe Yehuda would be, you have to have the sheet as in fingertips. Quit Rebbe Yehuda would be, it would be Shaygeg, would be Mutter Mitzvah Shabbos for everybody. So the same as Remeir is Mazin. Mazin is Mutter Mitzvah Shabbos. Rebbe Yehuda is Shaygeg and Mutter Mitzvah Shabbos. So it would come out that Kuntra Behuda you have nothing to rely on, and Kuntra May you do. So then, it's a Makkum Tzayr if you rely on Ramei. What?
So they could eat it on Matzah Shabbos.
So they could eat it again on Matzah Shabbos. Matzah Shabbos. Now my grandmother Lashon used to live in the east side. And we did these big projects, rather where Ramei should live. And you needed a key to get in. Either buzz yourself in or you need a key to get in. So on Leil Shabbos, we'd come back from davening. And, alright, if it was early, it was Shabbos early, then it was no problem. So it was later at night. And we would stand, all the front people. I mean, this is a building that had one entrance for three buildings. Each building had 200 families, so 600 families through this one door. And many of them were front. And we would come back for shul. We would stand there until someone came with a key and opened up. Now, very often, Yidden came with keys. So we'd be standing there in the lobby, waiting for the door to be open, and a Yid would come with a key, and he would let himself in. And he held the door open for us, and we wouldn't go in. Why wouldn't we go in? Because a Yid who does malacha on Shabbos. So again, if a Yid does malacha on Shabbos, could you have enough on the malacha? So, Makab, the Pasmas, Rabbi Yehuda. The Yehuda holds on Shabbos, it's also period. Whether it's a Shayyid or Mazin. On Shabbos itself, it's totally awesome. But we are Makkum Tzayra, I guess, then we would have to know if it's a Mazin or a Shayyid. The Shayyid could go. We have to wait until a guy would come and a guy would open it. It's a very awkward thing. Especially because in that shul where we dive in, there were Yidden who carried, who came to shul. There were Yidden who remembered. Old Yidden who, they remembered that in 1940, there was once upon a time there was an elevated track on Houston Street. And there was an Erev that was made with that track and the fence, and then an Erev of Mechitzas that was made that people carried. Then they ripped down the elevated track and then nobody carried. It's not even an Erev that there's a fight about. No Erev anymore. So, but these people still carried, you know. It was good enough for my father, he carried, they carried. They were, we wouldn't go in because it's a problem of the Hevel Lach Hashem. I say these are easy cases. These are very simple cases of the Hevel Lach Hashem. You would wait until somebody would, either somebody would be coming out or an obvious guy would be coming in or a Suffolk guy would be coming in. And then we would go. Now these are simple cases. These are not cases that have a big deal. A number of cases that do have a diyunim in halacha, I'd like to mention to you some of it. Again, the call you have to have on your, you have to have clear. Again, if on Shabbos, according to Yehuda, on Shabbos, according to Yehuda, it's always awesome. According to Ramey, it's always money. Shaykhig is money. After the Shabbos, then Lacherim is mutter according to everyone, and Ramey Yehuda. And Lai, it's an Achleitz Ramey Yehuda for the person who did it before. The person who did it before, usually is not missing a Shabbos. So that it, generally, on Shabbos, it's always going to be Aser, except a Shaygeg by Ramey and Shabbat. And after Shabbos, it's always going to be mutter, except for the person himself who did it, Ramey. Except for the worst case scenario. Shaila is, what happens if you, in your house, someone accidentally turns on a light on Shabbos? It happens sometimes. You're leaning against the wall, and the light goes on. And the person's talking, and he moves his arm, and the light goes on. So I'm sure it's happened in people's homes. Or sometimes it happens in the middle of the night. Someone goes to the bathroom, middle of the night, he doesn't do it. Yes, Shabbos, you know, he has to sleep, he turns on the light. He's certainly not amazing. If you forget it's Shabbos, you're shaking. So the question is that light mutter b'hanah? How does it work according to what I'm saying? You're shaking.
That's the difference with shaking. You're facing when you do that, like I'm thinking it's a Monday, or I'm thinking
on the light. You forgot it was Shabbos.
Happens.
Every time you walk into the bathroom, you hear it's the light. So, what does that mean? You forgot?
No, it's Shabbos.
You do that habit. So what is it?
My hand against the wall. Switch.
If you're talking, you mean? If you're talking like this? All right, that's one question. Isn't that a shaking?
I'm showing you that you either don't know the
wall
of Shabbos, so you don't know
the Shabbos. It's better or it's worse?
Maybe
right. Aynus is not the word. It sounds like the word. Okay, let's go to Seder. First, if someone turns it on B'Shaggy, let's say someone turns the light on B'Shaggy, so what's the difference? Somebody tell me that I love them. Okay. Huh? Okay. On Shabbos, Shabbos not after Shabbos. If Shabbos, you turn it off in the morning. So on Shabbos, according to Rav Meir, Shaygig is mutter, according to Rav Yehuda. According to Rav Yehuda. So Shabbos. According to Rav Yehuda, it's us. So that means the Makom Tzairach could be made. If you did it for Shaygig, but Makom Tzairach, you could be made. Okay? That's good? So you have to judge it as a Tzairach. How much of a tzairach is it? You have another bathroom downstairs. So all of a sudden you should go to that bathroom.
Or,
you can see what you're doing. You're suddenly having the benefit of life. That's all light is for.
During the day is not on.
The day may be right. So the time when you need it. So, what? Even?
A little light.
If there's another light on, so that, I'll explain. Tyson is not a problem. So if it's dark and then you turn on the light, so if that's the only bathroom in the house, you could use it. So not inside. If it's a, how much the reading is of inside. But if there's another bathroom, it's not inside. So then you shouldn't use it. If someone is leaning on a wall. When he's talking, waving his hand, he turns on a light. It's taka mistaver that has a din of misasek. Misasek, which we had on Rav Zayin, when we talked about davishen miskaven. Davishen miskaven is when you do something and something else happens. You open up a refrigerator door and the light goes on. That's called davishen miskaven. If it's a kreisha, it's awesome. Misasek. The case we had of Nisasek. Nisasek is, you mean to pick up a vegetable from the floor. You think it's not connected to the ground. And when you pick it up, you try to do a Dabar Amutar. And it turns out that you're really doing a Dabar Asa. That's the sasek. You are oisik in the davar amutter, and as a result, the davar aser happened as well. If somebody is talking and he's waving his hand and he turns on a light, he's leaning against the wall, he turns on a light, that's a misasek. A misasek, the Kideger learns, a misasek is b'chlal not a malach on Shabbos, doesn't need a kapara. A misasek is 100% not an issue. Being that that's so, someone is a misasek, he turns on, he's leaning on a light, he turns it on. So it has to be that he didn't intend to turn on the light. He was intending, he's talking and waving his hand, he turned on the light, that's misasek. And he doesn't have to do tshuva, the Kideger says. It's not an issue. Malachas machshavas also tell you. If you had no machshavas to do the malacha, that's not malachas machshavas, that's not also. So in that case, it's mutter to have hanam. I once had a shayla in shul. Someone leaned against the light, turned it off. And he noticed, and quickly turned it back on again. It was like a gut reaction. You know, he was leaning at the light, turned it on quickly, he turned it on again. So what do you do now?
Do
one
all one.
Huh?
Go
one thing. No, he turned it on because he panicked, you know. He,
the shaygate.
I think he somehow thought that he's going to fix it, that it won't be a malacha somehow. Like in his mind, he did malacha, and he's going to quickly undo the malacha. No, so that's a shaygate. What do you say? Shaygate for turning it off. Huh? Shaygate turning it off. Masasek for turning it off. But what does he mean he turns it on? What did he forget? He knew it's Shabbos. And he knew it's a little...
It's like going into the bathroom and turning on the light.
He knows it's Shabbos.
It's amazing. But if he would have thought about it, he'd be even more embarrassed to turn it on. Like he double embarrassed himself. You know, he didn't...
Did it quick enough?
Somehow in his mind he thought that quickly before the lights actually go off.
In these cases, what the mind was in the Kasura is then shaking amazing. So what, these people who walk into the bathroom and just by walking into the bathroom, so revealed, isn't it?
He's a shaking. He's either shaking or a misasek. Someone turns on by habit.
So,
but the moment he forgot was Shabbos, right?
The moment he forgot Shabbos, he could have speaking to somebody about
it. He could have said today is Shabbos as he did it. Yes, yeah, true.
Well, the person does these things also during the week. The person leans against the switch and he knocks it off and he flips it on right away because the thing was on and he accidentally turned it.
So what was he thinking at that moment?
He wasn't thinking anything.
He was ridiculous. It's hard to call him amazing, that's for sure. It's very...
Amazing is the guy
who knew what he did. I think in his mind he was somehow fixing it. Like it didn't make sense, but he was so...
What's
the difference? Is it just turning it on to open the door? Or you shut it off, you quickly turn it on.
The
bathroom, one could argue he forgot it was Shabbos. Here, he knew it was Shabbos, that's why he had it. I'm not sure. There's a Tshuva in Eretz Tzvi about this, about turning on a Nachmas habit, what that's called. He writes that the Rabbanim argued about it. Some said it isn't, it's a Misasei, some said it's a Malacha. It's not that clear when a person does something without thinking what he's doing. People are meant to do things with thinking, not without thinking. So it's very... Suffolk of a Knas, the Rabbanon, which would be Mojah. Okay. What happened in Shul, there's another heter that's important that someone mentioned. There's a heter in the Henam Malacha Shabbos that it's only Osir if it's a total Hanar, not a Tosfos Hanar. An added Hanar, let's say there's enough light to read. Someone turns on another light which makes it easier to read. That's not awesome. Knas of Hanor is on a Hanor, not on a Tosfos Hanor. So I didn't ask the Tosfos. If I can't get in, someone carries the key and lets me in, that's a new Hanor. If it's a Tosfos Hanor, Tosfos Hanor is not awesome. The one had here in Yeshiva, there was a short period of time where the air conditioners were out, so they put in the new system. And they had these big fans, like they had a throw from the shul. So they had these big fans in front of the base medrash. So anybody sitting near the fans had his notes blown all over the base medrash, but everyone else was good. And one Shabbos, the fans were off. And on Shabbos, there was this fellow who used to hang around here, a strange fellow. And he went and turned them on Shabbos, they got it. There's an argument in shul if that's called Tosfos Hanor or a new Hanor. Huh? So that's the question. Is this, if someone turns on the air conditioner on Shabbos, there's no air conditioner, someone turns it on. Is that Tosfos Hanor? Or is that a new Hanor?
If it's cool, if the window's open and it's cool anyway,
it's very hot. So Ramesha has a tshuva. Ramesha turning on an air conditioner is a new hanah. If someone turns on an air conditioner, that means you got to get out of the room. So what does that mean? You have to know what to say. If someone turns on an air conditioner, according to Ramesha, you're in a room, and someone turns on an air conditioner, b'shaygeg, so you have to leave. If it's a Machon Tzairach, you could stay. So if there's another room to go into, you have to go in the other room. Someone turns on b'shaygeg on Shabbos. If it's a big Tzairach, it's a Tzairach, he might have been a Tzairach. A certain level of heat is a Tzairach, a certain level is not a Tzairach. A light, same thing, a light and air conditioner, same thing.
So what's the guess?
So, what?
What's the guess? I mean, because if I'm standing in a room and it's
okay, let me finish. So, for a palm, in the case of the fan, disagree. He said, when you open the windows, you have a breeze. If you turn the fan, you have more breeze. It's not.
Depends on how it was.
But, what?
Depends on how it was,
Depends on how it was. There's another cooler. Okay, I told you one big cooler that's Tosfos Hanor. There's another cooler, the Bir Alochas Paskins, that a Shegeg of a Malacha de Rabbanan, we don't cancel. Shegeg, the Isser is Shegeg got to Mezer. So, Bayin Isser Dei Reiser, that's what Agamar is talking about, Shechita, Bishol, Rashi and B'Shabbos, that's Malacha Dei Reiser. Malacha de Rabbanan, it's a Malacha de Rabbanan been Mezer, we're still cancel. But Malacha de Rabbanan, the Shegeg, we don't have a knas to show you that debate. So that, this will help for a fan or an air conditioner to turn on b'shegeg, that it'll be mutter according to everybody. It'll be made to remain. By malacha d'rabbanan, we don't cancel shegeg. By mezid, it'll still be a problem. We'll still have to come on to the question of place that someone turns on air conditioner of a mezid, we still have the shayla. So the shayla is that place is hanah, in which case it's mutter. Is that a new Hanor, which Ramesh holds it's a new Hanor.
Oh, they've made
the mutter. In which case it's us. What? Tosfos Hanor makes anything. Yeah, there's no Isser Hanor on the Tosfos Hanor. Isser Hanor is only.
You walk over
the
line. Walk
right.
Over the line and chant the Kumna. Tosfos Hanor.
You walk over to a light. If there's light and you turn on the light, that's what happened in Shul that time. The guy turned it off because he turned it on. The mice it was mutter because there were other lights. Even that light would have been off. It was only a Tosfos Hanor, so it was mutter. The shayla would have been if you would have shut off all the lights at night when it was dark. That would have been a shayla. Tosfos Hanor, yeah. Shlomo Zalman has an interesting shayla. If you're allowed to listen to a tape that was recorded on Shabbos by someone who said it from before Shabbos, that it's a record on Shabbos. In the tshuva, he doesn't write what the shayla was. The shayla was asked, they had a tape recording of the Satmar Rebbe's Shal Shudas Tayyip. Shayla was, somebody set up a tape recorder, a hidden tape recorder, that he wanted to record the Shal Shudas Tayyip of the Satmar Rebbe. So he hit a hidden tape recorder, and I don't know how he said it, was Shabbos Park or what. And they have recordings of his Shal Shudas Torah. Now, right away, people told me that Samar Rebbe Shal Shudas Torah was said when it was already way up to Shabbos, and it's really not a Shabbos. But that wasn't, the Rosh Hashanah Zal wasn't asked that. He was asked, somebody set up a tape to be kailed, and
wasn't any different from a regular Shabbos clock?
What?
Wasn't any different than a regular Shabbos clock?
A Shabbos clock is mutter if he is not doing the malacha. Here, to talk into a tape recorder is a malacha.
Why is that a malacha? What's the malacha?
Talking into a tape recorder on Shabbos.
No,
that's not talking. That is talking.
What about the person who's
tape recorder is not. Somebody else had a Shabbos clock.
What?
Yeah.
Not speaking to a tape
recorder.
No,
the person who set it up.
The one who set it up was Ivan on the finger. He was Ivan with me.
What's the malacha speaking into the
question?
Tape
what?
What's the malacha of talking if you're being recorded?
What? The question is, what's the malacha of talking to the tape recorder? It's a good question. But for this purpose, we're assuming that it's an issue. Talking into the tape recorder is an issue. You're causing electric currents to be created. So Shlomo Zalman was Matt Makel. He says that the Rebbe was a misasek. He was speaking what he thought was the Baran and the Allah to speak. So the Rebbe was a misasek. The only thing is to count the one who set it up. But that's a knas on Lefnei Iver. We don't find a knas on Lefnei Iver. There's a knas on Malacha Shabbos. No knas on Lefnei Iver. The kasha that you can have on this, if you think about it, is that the person L'chayr wasn't over with Lefnei Iver. Because if you hold that the Rebbe was a misasek and it wasn't a malacha klal, so he set up something that wasn't even an issur. I believe Rav Shlomo Zalman has a different tshuva. If you see someone who's a misasek, you have to stop him. Because the chayr shouldn't have to stop him if he holds on a malacha klal. So it's a complicated issue. But ma'isa, yes, because now everyone agrees with Rabbi Kidager. The Sassi doesn't need a kapara at all. But in light Rabbi Kiva Eger, it's not that cool. Somebody once went over to the Brisker Rav, and he told him that he realized he was carrying on Shabbos. He had a suit that he wore maybe to a wedding, so he had something in the pocket. He went to shul, he came home from shul, he went to shul again. The next day he came back. He felt terrible, he was carrying all Shabbos. He asked him what tshuva he needs. So the Brisker Rav told him, for Malacha Shabbos, you don't need any tshuva. You're a misasi. You thought you were wearing a Shabbos suit, which normally has nothing in the pocket. So for Malacha Shabbos, you don't have to do tshuva. You have to do tshuva, because Chazal and Lechayev people to check their pockets before Shabbos, and you didn't keep the Takana Drabanan of checking your pockets. The person is lawyer to check his pockets when Shabbos begins. Every week, by Bayi B'Shalayim, when I turn around, I check my pocket. First of all, it's the only time no one's looking at me, so I'm in front of the shul. Besides that, it's my reminder. My reminder is, by Bayi B'Shalayim, a couple Shabbos, I check my pocket. So this drug told me, on carrying is not a problem. On not checking your pockets, so that, you know, Chazal said, you should check your pockets, that you're right. But this is all a chiddush and misasay. Comes out according to this. Let's say you carry on Shabbos by mistake. You carried, you had a candy in your pocket, you put on your suit, and you went to shul. Now you have the candy. Could you eat the candy in shul? Pashtus, you ever on Shabbos, so we talked to Rabbi Yehuda, not about the Tzairah, but should be awesome. But according to this, again, it's a misasek. A misasek is not a malacha of a fun. Alright, so these are, so what do we have? We have basically, I think, first you have to know the rules. And then we have, I think, three heterim now. We have the heter of Taisis HaNoah. Taisis HaNoah is not awesome. The heter of the Durabonim by Yeshayeg is not awesome. And the heter of Misasek. Kivega's heter, that if you're a Misasek, it's the Chlam Adam Malacha. And therefore, we don't count the Misasek. I think a great number of Shailas that would come up would be Shailas, I think. Now, there's another area of Shaila which is very, very important. That is, this, that is the rule of what's called Misha Nasa Bishvila. Let me explain. Let's say you have a Jewish company that prints a newspaper. You have an Eretz Yisrael. There's a newspaper printed on Shabbos. So on Shabbos you would never buy a newspaper. It's very Shabbos, so you'll have to go to a newsstand and buy that newspaper. I'm a Tzoy Shabbos. So what do you say? What? So let's see, it's amazing. So let's see, it's a bit of amazing. According to a mayor, it's Mutham Tzoy Shabbos. You pass it from Yehuda, except for Mutham Tzoy. What is it, Yehuda, hold Tzoy Shabbos?
We're talking about Shabbos. We're talking about
Shabbos.
We're talking about
Shabbos. Loi and Mutalachet. If Yehuda held, the way we pass it, is that it's also to the one who did the malacha, the person didn't do the malacha. Everybody else. But the need is this. The question is, when Nisha Nasa Bishvilai was made for someone else, is that the din of Loi or the din of Acher? Okay, if someone did malacha, the Nezer on Shabbos. On Mitzoy Shabbos, it's also to the one who did the malacha and mutala acherim. The question is, who's acherim? If someone made it for someone else, when Mishanasa Bishvilai, is that loy or is that acherim?
He didn't have you in mind when he made it.
So
he didn't have you in mind when he made it.
He had a mind for the customer. He made it for the customer. Mishanasa Bishvilai, he had a mind for the customer. So.
Which customer?
Which customer? Level by, well. If right, you have a place of right, customers are going in, so that's a header, that's it.
Isn't the Shkila
have
to be that this paper was made for this individual?
Why?
It could be for anyone.
We have a case in Yardaya where it's a simon of it's also to be about Lisla Chatchila. You're not allowed the Chatchila to put something trafe into a patch and it'll be Batu Bishish. And if you do, they count as light. And there, it counts as loy, not a cherem, but l'mishanasa b'shvilai is included in loy, in your day. So there goes the Beis Yosef who wants to say that the same thing in Shabbos, that l'mishanasa b'shvilai will be awesome. Magen Avraham argues. The Magen Avraham holds l'mishanasa b'shvilai it's mutter, but his reason is, he's talking the case where Reuven cooked for Shimon on Shabbos. Reuven cooked for Shimon. So he says, it's mutter for Shimon. They didn't count, so why? They have to listen to the lamdis because it'll be very negay al halacha. The reason he gives is because why do we make a knas? Because we want the next Shabbos he shouldn't do it. So we count for lie because ain't adam chaytev a lie lie. A person sins and it's for his own good, not for other people. So we can't serve for yourself. For other people, you know, we're not afraid that you're going to do malacha next shot. We can't serve only loy and not acherim because. So memela, lemishanasa bishvilai, the Magen Avraham says, ina l'chayta v'loy loy, you won't do malacha for others anyway, it's mutter. Let me shabur pass to that. There are achreinim who argue that that's only true if someone did a favor for me. He cooked for them. But if he is printing a newspaper, so you can't say, he won't do it for me next Shabbos. Why would he do an Aveira for me? He's doing it because he wants to sell it to me. He has a profit from it. And therefore, it would appear that it would be usur to have hanach of a yid's malacha on Shabbos if it was the yid made it bishvili, if he made it to be sold, and he has a benefit from it. Now, this is the reason. If you ever see the like the stipul svarim, it says nitfas al nayar sheimei chashash dol shabbos. Why the Mishnah Berurah paskens the Mishnah to bishvili is mutter, but that psak is based on the lumdis of ein adam chayte v'lai lai, because we don't count to you. No one's going to do it to someone else. But when it's done for selling purposes. There are paiskim, including the Chazanish, Stifle will hold, that should be also a Mishanasa Bishvila. For that reason, this should be a problem. The only limud zchus that we have on those who are not makdid. Regarding Yisrael, people are not makdid. So first of all, there are many people who are makdid. But those who are not makdid, the only limud zchus is that maybe the people who did it are tinnik shenishba. Tinnik shenishba maybe has a din of a shaygeg. Is it a shaygeg? So let's say Shabbos. What? Maybe the people do the printing are Gaia. Who did the Malacha? The one who did the Malacha, turning on the machine. Could be told Gaia. Now, on Friday afternoon, are you allowed to listen to the radio, to listen to a report from Eretz Yisrael? What's his name? Robert Berger? David Berger? Right, reports from Jay Bashinsky. These are Jews. Let's say it's 3 o'clock Friday afternoon, then it's all 10 o'clock at night. So by him it's Shabbos. So you're allowed to listen to what he's saying? What? Yeah, so he gives a live report.
No,
he's
not
doing
it.
On Shabbos, it's off Salachay. No, wait, on Shabbos, it's not, that's only a hundred months of Shabbos. On Shabbos, it's off Salachay. Shabbos is not Shabbos. But you're having Hanah from Malacha Shabbos. You're having Hanah from Malacha Shabbos.
Then when you want to send the fax,
better yet, on Malachay Shabbos, you turn on the radio, and they have a recording of a report he did 3 o'clock that afternoon.
So when you want to send a fax or leave a message on a machine,
I send a fax, no yid is doing malacha. This is just the opposite. Well, for me it's chayil, I can send a fax to Israel, no yid is doing malacha. But for me it's chayil, and there at Shabbos, he can't send me a fax. Right? He's the one doing the malacha. What? Someone sends you a fax on Shabbos, for him at Shabbos. So you cannot, you're being the head of malacha Shabbos. It's on Shabbos, it's certainly awesome. It doesn't matter, Bishvila. Bishvila is only Nafkamina Matzai Shabbos. Where did the difference between Loyin Acherim? There's a Nafkamina. But on Shabbos, there's no difference Loyin Acherim.
But it's on Shabbos, which part?
You want doing the Malacha Pashto.
The other person can't have another
Loyin
Shabbos.
What's the Nafkamina?
I'm having enough of Malacha Shabbos. I'm having enough of
Malacha Shabbos. He said it's a cost with individuals, Hasidus, and he holds a bail time. So he goes an extra 25 minutes. I have to wait those extra 25
minutes. You have to wait. You can do whatever you like.
It's not Shabbos. It's not a
problem. If he does Malacha before he makes Ice Shabbos, he should have enough of it. Even if he was Ice Shabbos. He's doing Malacha. If he holds
it's
a Shabbos.
It's not good news, though. It's not enough.
No, no, no. People wouldn't run to listen. I don't know, it's a double question. No? It would seem Pashtus to be us. The only thing is, Mabakim Tzorech, if he's a Shaygeg, that's the only way out. Because they have a mayor. Right? If it's a Mabakim Tzorech and it's a Shaygeg, so then you have a Heter because the mayor.
Are looking to go now, they have
yes. People have some pleasure from listening, otherwise they wouldn't listen. Nobody would listen if they had a pleasure.
Meaning, I obviously finished the job. That's for sure. If the guy is still in job, finish the job. But if the canard that was put on this that after Shabbos is permitted.
So on Shabbos you'd be masked. People who during the war left their radios on to hear. So on Shabbos, if you're listening, so if it's a guy talking, you could listen. When the yid gets on, you have to not listen, no?
No?
No, I'm not joking, is it? Look, it's
pushing
on Shabbos. What?
I don't say the
name. No, isn't it the Chayim? It's awesome, though. Jay Bashinsky's voice, you know already, don't you?
But when we're looking at that I can only use this after Shabbos, so who Shabbos is that after Shabbos? Why does that go back onto the person who did the Malacha itself?
Because the point of the Isser is being Nehenem of Malacha Shabbos. After Shabbos, you're not in the Hevel, because you could have done it after Shabbos.
After Shabbos, I'm allowed?
Yeah, so before Shabbos, you're saying you should be allowed to do.
As long as it's not, I would say maybe you look at
the... I'm not sure, I can't prove it to you. I think if the person doing the malacha to him, it's an animal of the Shabbos.
Now, that
tells us
what the
issue is,
but not what the
Knaz
necessarily is.
No, I can't prove it to you. I'm just telling you, Shikola Das. Rav Moshe has a... himself calls a Nirlin as Daiti Dava Chadash. He has a Chiddush. This Shaila took place in the 1930s in Russia. The Russians had closed down the only mikveh in town. And Rav Moshe was piled secretly that in the bathhouse in town, and when the bathhouse was emptied, they got 40 saw of Mega Shaman to be the first 40 saw in the mikveh. And then, when they filled it up with water, it came out the bathhouse in town was really a kosher mikveh. It was used as a bathhouse, but Lamaisa, women were using it as a mikveh also. Being used as a mikveh clandestinely. So Ramesha Shaila was, Ramesha Grada had a big span of time we didn't have children. But David, should be well, was much older than Reuben. He had a son, and for a long period of having kids, and he came to America. I think Reuben was born here, was born in transit. But Ramesha, all the years that he was in Russia, when this secret mikveh was there, he wasn't abolished. He knew that the Russians will know that if his wife becomes pregnant, there must be a mikveh in town. Because they knew Ramesha's Ramesha. You have to know that the Russians in those times, a lot of them were bitter Jews. And they knew if Ramesha's wife will become pregnant, they'll realize there must be a mikveh in town. And they'll be pale until they find out where it is. So Ramesha was Pirish Meishtai all the years that this secret mikveh was functioning in his tent. At any rate, the Shaila was the father. On Friday night, the person, now the mikveh, the bathhouse was run because it was run every day, the worker came to it. But Friday night, the mikveh was heated up by a yid, by a Friday yid. He was heating up the mikveh. It was his job. Every night he worked in the mikveh. It was his job, he came in and he heated up the bathhouse. The problem was that he was heating up the water in the mikveh, in the bathhouse, which was really a mikveh, on Shabbos. The Shaila was if the women are allowed to use this mikveh on Shabbos on Friday. What?
Not that he was really going to
the mikveh. Just like you said about the air conditioning, that that's called a halachah. He held that heating the mikveh was also a holy. The Moshe was makel based on the following chiddush. Because Rabbi Yechonon HaSamler in Agamara learns the Isser from Kodeshi. From Kodeshi. Which means that the gather of the Isser is that it's a chetzah shel Isser. We treat it like Isurei Achila or Isurei Anah. A davar shel Isser, something you're not allowed to have benefits from. That's Rabbi Yechonon HaSamler. Now Rabbi Yehuda is not more machmir than Rabbi Yechonon HaSamler. He's more makel. He holds that the gather of the Isser is not deraisa, and it's less. But Rav Moshe's chiddush is that this has a din of Yisurei Hanah. There's a halacha by Yisurei Hanah. Someone makes a neder, he's not going to have Hanah from the mikvah. So we passed him that he's allowed to be tayhol in the mikveh because mitzvah is lab lahenes mikveh. He's allowed to be tayhol tzvila shel mitzvah because mitzvah is lab lahenes mikveh, even though he has a hanah while he's there. But the maisa ha-mitzvah is mutter because mitzvah is lab lahenes mikveh, so even though he has a hanah and he's happy he's going. But after he came, yisuri hanah not osur the mitzvah. So Ramesh's chiddush was that this is a gedder of yisuri hanah. And the Mela, it's not worse than Yisrael, even like Rabbi Yehuda. And since mitzvah Baba Hanes Nidnu, it's mutter to go into this. This is a chiddush that's in the first chiluk of the Gris Maishas, Kuf Kol Vav, Anaf Gimel. And this was his chiddush in Russia 70 years ago. Later, Rav Moshe has the tshuva, which is a chelik beis, which is a more practical, simple shayla. Shayla was, if someone turns on the light on Shabbos, you know you can't use the light. What happens if someone was looking for something in a dark room, and he turned on the light, and because he turned on the light, he found what he was looking for? Is he allowed now to have anah from the thing that he found?
Huh?
It was a dark room, someone turned on the light, and he couldn't find something. It wasn't a big thing, it was, I don't know. And a pile of, it was a bookcase of books, and he still took that one.
Finding the thing was not from the law.
Because of Hanah.
What?
Finding it
from Hanah. Can I have Hanah from the law? That's not from the
law. So this is Rav Moshe Shaila. Could I have Hanah from the thing I found? From the light, it's also about Hanah. What about from the thing you found? So Rav Moshe says, if the Issa would be, have any type of Hanah, so I had Hanah, I found it. But Hayyais, Rav Moshe learned that the gather of the Issa is Kaideshi. That the light that was turned on has a din of Yisurei Anah. So that's the halacha. If you have a light of Yisurei Anah, you find something by that light. The thing you found doesn't become awesome. It's only that that becomes a chet to choisa. So Rav Moshe extends his previous heter to say this chiddush. That when if someone turns on a light, the light is awesome. The thing you find is what? I have a kasha on this, which bothers me for many years. If someone will be able to explain it to me, I'll be very grateful. Rav Moshe says that the Isser is the light that was turned on, and it's only the light. The thing you found is mutter. In the other case, where I was waiting all those Shabbosim for someone to come with a key and open the door. So I'm waiting there. Someone comes with a key. I don't have enough in the key. He's not going to give me the key I'm going to use it. Who's going in? So he uses the key to open the door. Now he's takes the key out of the key, opens his pocket, feels the door open for me. So Rav Moshe, now to go in. Now to go in. That's the Lach HaShabbos. What is the difference between somebody who turns on a light and then finds something and gives it to me? I'm allowed to use that thing. But someone who carries a key, opens a door, and then holds the door open for me. In both cases, the object which the malacha was done, in one case was the light, in one case was the key. So I'm not going to touch the light, I'm not going to use the light, I'm not going to use the key. But they both caused something else to happen. In the light case, they caused something to be found. In the key case, they caused the door to be opened. Now I want to have enough in the thing it caused. Why is it that in the light case, Rav Moshe says that you could have enough? So it's not the light, it's the thing. And in the key case, Rav Moshe says that I can't have enough from the door which was open. What's the difference?
It's a big difference.
That's the direct enough of the light.
That's why he did it lock.
The key was now removed. Now the key is removed and it's put away. Now we can open the door.
That's how you're going to find out.
But Lamaisa, I found the object because the light was turned on.
You might have found it anyway.
Door was open because the key.
You might have found it without the light.
You're making it better there. You're saying you had to do it because I might have found it anyway. That's not Ramesh's explanation.
By a key, the reason the lock was done was when I opened the door.
So why is it us, sir? So why by the key is it Osir?
Because by the key, that's why.
You know if this kasher, Moshe asked the kasher in the tshuva. He says the spirit is previous tshuva, and he answers it. If he says the hetzer, he says b'tshuva achas tiarti sha'asa likanes lebeis haknesses shenifdaf b'mateach she'viyum shi'achus b'ram b'is. So in a different tshuva, I explained that his case was a shul that was opened by someone who carried a key and not to go in. Aval loydami l'kan. The hatzam shayach leser hanas haknisa. There I can ask the Hanah of going in the Shayach Gamba Hegdish. Mahagdish that. She has to be Magdish, the Hanah of going in. The Baknisa, Hanasa is. Period. I turn on the light, I can't ask the Hanah of the light. I can't ask the Chaykhus I found. Tshuva, Chaylech Beis of Igus Meisha, Tshuva Ayin Ara. And we can argue about it in the Mitzvah.
It's a secondary thing by the key.